My name is Terry Ferrando. I am calling regarding item number 34C. I am strongly opposed to LG encampment becoming permanent. We were promised the LG site would be gone by April. It is July. The season of fire season is upon us, earlier than we expected. We do not need this. If you keep this encampment permanent, you are endangering the lives of Oakmont residents, Kenwood residents, and Santa Rosans. Shame on you for lying to us and saying it would not be permanent. Shame on you. Knock it off and do not make it permanent. Stop putting lives in peril. Stop it. Stop it now. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cynthia Skull. I'm calling about item number 34C. I don't think it's a good idea to make this encampment a permanent solution to homelessness. These people are too far out from the services they need. They need to be closer to the actual offices and services they need to be physically so they can get there on their own. Thank you.
My name is Carol Johnson, and I'm calling in regards to item 34C, the Los Gallegos homeowners encampment across from Oakmont off of Highway 12. And I'm calling with an objection to, I'm being told that they are no longer going to provide the services out there, but they're just going to leave it as a homeless camp. Which is completely different than what we were told in the beginning. The people that live here in Oakmont are also a very endangered group of our society, in that we're very susceptible to disease, whatever could happen with people just wandering around the neighborhood. It creates a very unsafe condition. We're in the middle of a COVID pandemic. Most people here have been very, very careful, trying to do everything we've been told to do to stay safe. Having homeless people wandering around our neighborhoods is not a safe thing to be happening. I actually lived in San Jose for many years before coming here, and I saw what the homeless situation was there. It was terrible. It got worse every year, and every year they did the same things. They put people in just in places to get them out of sight, out of mind, and put them there so that they could say they had done something, but without medical care, without supervision, without anything else, all it is just putting the problem into a corner so you don't have to look at it for a moment. The problem is still there, and the problem will be there until it's handled with a full-time solution. I was actually very impressed with what
my
you
name
were
is
doing
Megan Freitas,
here.
And I am addressing item 34C, LG shelter. I'm against the LG homeless shelter location becoming permanent due to the following. First of all, the high fire risk from non-responsible homeless smokers of cigarettes, marijuana, and drugs creates a major fear in our senior residents of Oakmont and surrounding communities. Second, the outrageous cost of busing, security, and staff is unacceptable and a huge waste of taxpayer funds. Third, the homeless LG location is not appropriate for the needs of the homeless with their financial and medical appointments, as well as socialization. The homeless are living in a form of unhealthy isolation. Finally, the LG site is degrading to human beings since the homeless are being caged like animals. They are caged to protect us, the law-abiding citizens living one quarter mile away. This is disgraceful and shameful. Remove this homeless shelter to an appropriate location close to their necessary facilities where it belongs. Thank you.
My name is Brenda Reimer. I am a resident of Oakmont, and I'm calling about Agenda Item 34C. I'm very, very unhappy with the board's decision to pull all the services and all of the things that made us feel safe about this location being terminated, but allowing the homeless shelter to remain. I was all in favor of what the original plan was. I do believe that we have a responsibility to help the homeless and providing them with a safe and secure place that's both safe and secure for them as us made sense. But to now just let it become an open camp is not what any of us agreed to, and it feels very much like a bait and switch. And I will join with the other residents here to fight this, and if it becomes a matter that we have to go to the courts to resolve, I am fully prepared to participate in that as well. It's very, very disappointing. Please do not make this a permanent situation.
Hello, this is Ron Stingley, a resident of Oakmont. I just am very disappointed that the promise was not kept, that the homeless encampment just off of 12 was going to be removed at April 29, and people were asked, supervisors apparently, Goran, others, you know, it's just definite, and it was, the response was yes, so very definitely temporary, temporary, temporary. Well, it isn't. And right now, apparently, the supervision has really had difficulties, and drug paraphernalia has been found around the encampment, and that they are no longer really being supervised so adequately. So I definitely favor removing of that camp. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Gary Bunis. I want to comment on item 34C. My comments go as this. The shelter at Los Gilicos has been a failure from the very beginning. It was rejected by the majority of the Joventut squatters for many reasons. It had a strict no drugs policy. It was not near their normal territory. They could only leave at fixed times by shuttle. It was like a lockup for them. They couldn't work if they had a job, if their hours did not coincide with the shuttle schedule. It limited squatters, only limited squatters qualified. If they did, were not clean and sober, they were out. It never reached its capacity. 82 residents have been served, according to the numbers, but 33 of those left early by choice or violation of policy. So we got down to 49. Jack Tibbs claimed 24 have been placed in permanent housing. Now, spending $640,000 over 5 months to operate, that amounts to $26,000 per placement. If Shirley Zane's words, that's pretty damn effective. She added, we discovered that we had a model that worked out there that is neither cost effective nor something that worked. Highway 12 is not a safe corridor for bike or pedestrian traffic. If inhabitants are free to come and go on foot or bike, there will be accidents and possibly deaths. Think about the elderly less than a mile from Los Gilicos. Whether justified or not, many will live in fear and distrust. Some will move away. Others seeking a safe retirement location will stay away. Oakmonters will suffer greatly by the loss of peace of mind or property values. Why should 45 to 60 people, sir, deserve more consideration than 4,700 wishing to live their later years free of fear? Do not make Los Gilicos permanent. Thank you.
Item 34C. My name is Timothy Youngerman, and I live in Oakmont, very close to Pythian Road and Highway 12. I am angry and afraid for my health and property. Los Gilicos Village does not belong in its current setting. You have double-crossed and deceived us, and now you're trying to sneak this agenda item in during a holiday weekend. Why didn't you advise Oakmont residents of your intentions and ask for community input? Why wasn't the real meeting and with the community where you would actually consider our input? But you already made up your mind, and these public comments have no meaning at all. Shame on you. Temporary means temporary. but you always knew you would make this shelter permanent. You lied to us and deceived us. You promised us curfews, 24/7 security patrols, and 24/7 on-site personnel for the shelter. You promised us bus service for the residents. The shelter operator has reported fights and erratic behavior by residents. Residents have been asked to leave for violating the rules. What would happen if there were no longer any rules? This is a safety risk for Oakmont residents. The LGV has worked out okay, but only because of the parameters that were set. Curfews, buses, Oakmont security patrol. Now you want to make this shelter permanent and take those protections you sold us away. This will put the safety of Oakmont residents at risk. Please do what you promised and do not make the shelter permanent. It does not belong in this setting. This is not what you promised us. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kenneth Pryor, and I'm an occupant of Oakmont. And I want to address issue number 34C, the Los Gillicos shelter for the homeless. And I am not in favor of making this permanent if there is no funding. It, you know, to make it safe and secure for the community, we need funding for it as well. And if we can't guarantee funding, then we should not have it be permanent. Thank you. Goodbye.
My name is Scott Wilmore. I'm calling about item number 34C on the agenda with respect to the Oakmont homeless shelter. I do not believe that it's appropriate to continue to house people in the Oakmont area, especially since it appears as though funding is going to be terminated for the shuttle and for security. I think that this puts Oakmont residents at great risk. They have a relatively safe environment in which they live, and with the homeless community not having any rules effectively in place, I'm concerned that they will venture into the closest neighborhoods and cause those people problems. Also, these people will not have the ability without the shuttle service to get food and to get to medical appointments, et cetera. And I think that it's a very ill-conceived plan, and the promise of the Board of Supervisors was this would be a temporary facility, which obviously is not their plan at this point. I think that there are real safety concerns for the Oakmont residents as well as for fire safety in that area, as many of these residents, as we do know, smoke.
Hello, my name is Karen Laurie, and I'm a resident of Oakmont, and I'm calling to voice my opinion on item number 34C on the agenda for tomorrow, Tuesday, July 7th. While it's no surprise that you're strongly considering making the Los Willigas homeless shelter a permanent facility, any of us with an ounce of sense knew when you told us that that shelter campus would be temporary, you were lying, and those suspicions are now coming to fruition. I'm strongly opposed to this proposed decision, not only to keep that facility in that location, but most definitely with diminished services or possibly no support service. The decision to put that shelter in that location across from a retirement community where seniors living alone or under compromised living conditions was and is without conscience and should be at the very least reconsidered. While I see the need and I am considerate of the homeless situation, I also am aware of the possibilities for crime and fire threat in keeping this facility in that location. The mere emotional impact, even negating the possibility of physical harm for both personal and property in our neighborhood, is very heavy on our minds and wellness. There are many other locations such as vacant buildings and or lots that would be more appropriate for these structured encampments, either temporary or permanent. Please use common sense and consideration in your decision on this matter. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nancy Blake, and I'm calling regarding the number 34C, the Los Gillicos Homeless Center. We are about a mile away from it and live in Oakmont, and we do not approve at all about taking away any of the security for that homeless shelter area. I am a caregiver for my 96-year-old husband, and we do not have security gates. It's scary. They have drugs up there. We've heard about it a lot. Also, the fire danger. We have enough fire danger without that. And we feel that they went back on their word as far as being able to only be there temporarily. They probably don't have the budget. However, that's not our problem. We're in Oakmont, and you've got 4,000 people here who are elderly. And we do not want in any way to not have any security there. We have a lot of friends here as well. The 16 years we've been here, we've made a lot of friends, and they feel the same way, scared and insecure, especially with all the stuff going on up there. We have enough problems in the world not to add to that as well. So please consider this, that we are seniors here. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Mary Lynn Lucchese. I live in Oakmont Village. I am commenting on item 34C on your agenda for tomorrow night, July 7th. I am opposing making Los Gilicos Village permanent with decreased services for the residents because of safety concerns, fire risk, cost to the county.
My name is Alfred Belwamany. I'm a resident of Oakmont, and I'm calling regarding Agenda 34C. We were originally told that it would be a temporary situation, but now I understand that there's going to be a proposal to make it permanent. And also there's mention of not enough funding to keep the existing amenities in place. If those were to be removed, I would be certainly concerned about any problems within our community. So I have to oppose any move toward making it permanent. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Carol Kenny. I want to be connected to 34C, please. I'm interested in talking about the housing situation for the community that's been near Oakmont. Originally, I was pleased to hear about that and finding a safe location where people could come and do their healing that they needed to do. And I understand now that it's not working out as well as they had anticipated. And it seems to me, although I know it's a very challenging situation to be in, to be so sick and to be on whatever methods they're using, because my background is nursing. I just wish that perhaps this is not the best location. The original plans that they had, they've currently not adhered to, or it hasn't happened this way it was planned to work out. So my feeling really basically is that they need to go back to the more the Santa Rosa area, closer to families and friends and people who also can support them there. So that's my wish, and I hope you pass that on to the board. Thank you very much. I understand very much the challenges of that situation because of my background in nursing, but I don't think this is the spot for them. And I wish them all the best in their recovery. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My name is Mabel Crawford. I'm calling for myself and my husband, Arthur Crawford, about agenda item 34C. We live in Oakmont, and we feel betrayed by this board of supervisors for even considering that they're going to make the homeless camp across the street permanent. This is a very dangerous situation for those people who will have no supervision, is what we understand, and will not be near any of the care that they need. It is very dangerous for those of us living in Oakmont. We are elderly. Many of us are housebound. All of us are basically housebound right now, and it's unconscionable that you would be thinking of placing a permanent homeless camp there while we are under quarantine here in Oakmont, and again, our elderly people under stress. Please reconsider the idea of even continuing it, since you have betrayed us from your promises back in January. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Patrick O'Loughlin, and I'm calling to comment on item number 34, homelessness. We need to make major changes to our approach to homelessness. The board has made huge investments to curtail homelessness over the last year, but those efforts keep coming up short. It's time to ask for innovative approaches from the community that are focused on low-cost solutions that offer transitional housing for those in need. We need to do away with shelters and expensive short-term only projects and focus on co-managed transitional housing villages. Co-managed means that the homeless residents there, they have a say in how the community works, and they work with the service provider to make for a safe location. Transitional means that the locations are permanent, and the residents there are encouraged to gather up their lives, move on to permanent housing as soon as they are able, but they know they can stay there until they can achieve that goal. Lastly, I believe the government should create a quick, public, open bidding process to encourage innovation, drive costs out of the systems, and see what kind of solutions can come into the county from new service providers. Thank you.
Kristen, regarding item number 34C, providing direction to staff on the future of Los Gilicos Village Shelter. I wanted to say that I am opposed to the idea of Los Gilicos site becoming a permanent shelter due to the potential elimination of the security features due to a reduction of fees. I also appreciate the Board of Supervisors' efforts to address the homeless issue, but do not feel that this is a realistic, permanent solution. I recognize the need for long-term solutions, and I'm sympathetic to the plight of those less fortunate, but I think there are alternate solutions better suited to those people, to the homeless, that would give them better access to services and shopping and employment. Thank you.
Hello, this is Grace Navarro and Ed Ticalot. We are Oakmont residents and voicing our disdain and wishing the board to please take care of the Los Gilicos complex by removing it from where it is presently. It was a deception with the cost being incurred, increasing. It's not cost effective. So isolated from services needed for this populace, fire risk is probably increased. We hear people there are able to move around, and I'm sure they're smokers, and we are in a high-density fire risk area. Where's the money going to come when this becomes permanent, if God forbid that happens? More taxes? No, thank you. We feel like in retrospect, there was always this underground movement to sell us a temporary feel-good situation, but now, you know, realizing the permanent handwriting on the wall has always been there. We feel like we've been deceived and lied to. We need to have this populace put in an area where they can truly benefit from services which will help them and also be able to provide a win-win situation in our care of this populace. Thank you for listening, and we strongly urge a no vote. Please get rid of this facility in this area. It is not being helpful. It is not a win-win situation. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Colleen Keegan, and I just want to have it registered that I'm vehemently opposed to item 34C, allowing the Los Gilicos encampment to become permanent. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mark Hollinger. I'm calling regarding 34C about the homeless encampment in Los Gilicos. I strongly implore you to look for another solution. What I understand is that there will be limited security, poor shuttle services, support services reduced. This is a formula for crime and disarray in an area where I live. I recognize that there are issues with the homeless that need to be dealt with, but the only solutions that make sense for me are temporary solutions that people either take responsibility and get their feet back on the ground with some help, or if they don't, that's the end of it. But I don't believe we should perpetually be providing housing, especially in this type of situation, to homeless people without any solution. We also, as a taxpayer, need to find a solution that reduces the cost of this from a tax support issue. We have serious funding issues in the county, and what I've read so far is that the money we're spending on this is disproportionate to the benefit. And so I think I'm getting near my two-minute limit, but I would sincerely appreciate you taking a close look at this, making this a permanent settlement with these types of issues in front of us is just a formula for disaster, especially for the people in Oakmont. I do not live there, but if I lived in Oakmont, I would be seriously concerned, and I am concerned. I live a little further away.
My name is Rita Freitas, and I'm opposing item 34C. The LG homeless shelter needs to be relocated to an appropriate location that meets the needs of the homeless and does not infringe upon the safety and well-being of Oakmont Senior Village, wineries, and nearby communities. The possibility of more fires created by homeless smokers is an extreme fear by residents living in the vicinity of the LG homeless site. Also, the cost of this homeless site is extremely expensive and unnecessary waste of money. The need for expensive separate busing to meet the needs of the homeless is ridiculous and unacceptable. Requiring an 8-foot fence to cage the homeless is a disgrace for the homeless and to our community. This out-of-place cage shelter was planned as a temporary location. We put our trust in you, and you have cheated, lied, and failed us. Shame on every one of you. Relocate this shelter now.
My name is Steve Garner. I'm commenting on agenda item number 34C. I'm opposed to this. Why is the community just now hearing about this? When it's been probably on the agenda for many, many weeks, does the Board of Supervisors believe that without long-range planning and risk assessment that establishing a permanent homeless encampment, let's be clear, this will no longer be a shelter in a rural, isolated, high-fire risk area without any supervision, nearby supportive clinical or social services in a population among whom many also suffer from mental illness, alcohol, and drug addiction is in the best interest of the community? Have you asked for input from our frontline emergency responders, our fire officials? If so, what has been their response? Are they confident that in this historically high fire risk area that the establishment of a permanent unsupervised homeless camp would not pose any significant increase in fire danger? Is it not obvious to anyone that turning this rural area of the county into an unsupervised homeless encampment with acres of tinder, dry hills, and grasslands, one match, one cigarette butt, might not be a good idea? I urge you to reconsider your actions. They are premature. Take a step back. This plan will result in unnecessary risks to people's lives and properties. You can provide a platform for residents to present alternative viewpoints and find answers to address legitimate fears. Please take the time to do so. Thank you.
Ellen Muffson, this is on 34C. BOS members, you should take into account that Oakmont residents are a large voting bloc and will make sure we are heard if you go ahead and further endanger our lives. We foolishly trusted you. Ms. Zane, I'd like to know what is positive about putting homeless in an area that has absolutely no facilities to meet their needs other than a tiny tin roof. Could it be that it is not in your neighborhood? Yes, there have been few incidents since they arrived because they have been monitored and fed by St. Vincent de Paul and bused into town to take care of their needs. Now BOS wants to relieve yourselves of the obligation. You want to take the easy way out for yourselves. With no supervision, you will be inviting another Joe Robata trail out here in an area with individuals who cannot defend themselves and an area that is an endangered fire zone. If Jack Tibbetts was intimidated during a fight at LG, what can we do? I'd say this is elder abuse. consider it.
My name is Natalie Clarkson. I'm calling about agenda item number 34C, the Los Willicos Village Homeless Shelter. I have already said that it was unbelievably ill-conceived to have it way out here, so far from anything for the residents there. And to consider making it permanent is unbelievably irresponsible. Full services must be maintained until the village is moved. We must have the security, particularly because it's in an extremely high fire danger area. And for the Board of Supervisors to consider making it permanent without services and security would be unbelievably irresponsible. To keep providing services and security way out here is fiscally irresponsible. The board is blindsiding the area with suddenly bringing this up and totally reversing their promises and their position that the village would be moved to a much more suitable permanent location. Jack Tibbetts and Shirley Zane are being extremely dishonest in stating that there is any support out here for a permanent installation. And a lot of people here, including myself, have real concern for the homeless, but it needs to be executed in a responsible fashion. And the people here in Oakmont have a lot of contacts throughout the city. And there are so many places in the city that would be much better suited, including a large bare lot along Mendocino Avenue, right by the administration center, as well as other locations that have been noted. This village cannot become
Bill,
a permanent.
Santa Rosa resident for 40 years, and we greatly appreciate, I'm calling about item number 34. We greatly appreciate the Board of Supervisors' efforts to establish support for those who are unhoused. Since the inevitable closing of current establishments, it is extremely urgent that there be viable solutions. Current reports are that Los Gilicos and Sonoma State University are very restrictive and almost prison-like settings. These unhoused are not criminals. Just like you and I, they need a safe place to sleep at night and to take care of personal needs. And this dread is very unsettling to not know where you will go. This dread is experienced by all who are moved out of current locations. Our safe parking program, supported by Homeless Action and Dave Berto, had to be closed due to construction to be started on the site. This community of safe parkers is already at risk. Please do all you can to develop rapid and safe alternatives. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mario Lucchesi, and I'm calling in regards to item 34C on the agenda. I oppose the village being made permanent. There's a loss of a county monitoring of LGV, and no services provided anymore to residents of LGV. I oppose making Los Gilicos Village being made permanent by Sonoma County Board of Supervisors per item 34C on July 7th, 2020 agenda. This also concerns a fire risk, safety of Oakmont Village retirees being at risk for crime and harassment by Gilicos Village residents and no more county services to LGV. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ann Alexander, and I live in Oakmont, and I'm pretty upset about the possibility of making the homeless shelter on off of Pythian a permanent thing without any supervision or services. To me, it just seems like a very foolish way to do it. Who knows what will happen with fire, with drugs, with robbery. Anyway, it's not okay. I will vote against all of you next election if you guys pass that. The number I'm talking about is 34C. So thank you very much. Bye.
Yes, hi. I'm calling regarding
item number 34C regarding Los Gulicas for the homeless. And I live in Oakmont. My name's Linda Webster. And this is a hard call because homeless need society's attention. I don't think putting homeless people in that location is the best for safety reasons, primarily for those of us who are older in Oakmont. And it won't be temporary. This will be a dumping ground for the city to have, quote, solved the issue in their minds. No, we need a more systemic approach in Santa Rosa for our homeless, not just a dumping ground out here where very few people will know about it being here except those of us who live here. So it's not right. It's a stopgap. And I would hope that you vote no on that. Yeah, if you want to be reelected. Okay. Thank you very much for considering my response. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Terry Witten, and I'd like to make a comment about item 34C on the agenda for tomorrow, Tuesday, July 7th. I live in Oakmont, and I'm not in favor of the Los Gulicos homeless shelter becoming permanent. Most of us in Oakmont now feel that you all on the Board of Supervisors sold us all a bill of goods in assuring us that this would be temporary. The only reason even the temporary solution was palatable to us is because of the round-the-clock security and that residents couldn't just come and go. But it appears that this will no longer be funded. So I feel that unless the same security measures are in place, you are putting everyone in the vicinity of Los Gulicos at risk for their safety. We will end up with another situation like the Joe Redotta Trail. And if you make this permanent without the same security restrictions, this is bound to fail. Do you want to risk the Safeway? Do you want to risk the safety of all of the neighbors in the immediate vicinity of Los Gulicos, like the Valley of the Moon Children's Home, Oakmont, obviously? Do you want to increase the possibility of fires in an area of dry vegetation by all the residents who can smoke wherever they want or who might even start cooking in their unit? Do you want to risk even the safety of the homeless residents themselves if they start bicycling and walking on Highway 12? I foresee more accidents in the future. It also makes absolutely no sense to make this permanent when it is so far from any medical or mental health services and potential jobs for the residents. This is not a solution. Please do not waste any more of our money on this location. Thank you.
My name is Jan Wilmore. I'm addressing item 34C on the agenda regarding the LGV homeless shelter future. I'm calling to voice my strong opposition to making the homeless shelter at Pythian Road permanent. The board promised this would be temporary. It's not a suitable location for a homeless shelter. It's too far from services needed by the homeless community. The lack of funds for transportation and security leaves the community at risk of crime and wildfires, as many of the residents smoke. This is a tremendous fire danger area, and in light of the current drought conditions along with the pandemic, we cannot afford to have another fire and loss of homes in Sonoma County. The only reason the Los Gulicos shelter has worked is because it has had supervision, rules, and regulations, and it is cost prohibitive to continue, as Supervisors Gorin and Zane are quoted as saying that those services would not continue. There are many more affordable solutions for the homeless population. It is not a housing issue. It's a substance abuse issue and a mental health issue. The site proposed across from the Friedman Brothers would be a much better site. A centralized facility close to services needed in an industrial area is what is needed. No neighborhood should be subjected to the problems and filth created by these navigation centers. They could have both indoor and outdoor camping areas and showers and a dining area. On-site services could be provided. Regardless of where these facilities are, there must be rules in place. We as a society all have laws and rules we must follow, and there must be rules and regulations for the people we are paying to help. I know this is a complicated issue, but taxpayers are tired of throwing money at this problem and not getting results. It's time for a more cost-effective solution, and scattering these sites throughout the city is not a cost-effective plan. Thank you.
My name is Alex Bautista, and this is in reference to 34C, placement of the homeless shelters along Highway 12 on the outskirts of Kenwood was acknowledged to be workable only with extensive supporting services. It was known in advance not to be sensible. This aside, it is very risky to the senior community and the residents of these shelters. Removal of security and transportation services is likely to cause a severe liability to the supporters of this program. End of message.
My name is Patricia Olive. I live at 7305 Oakmont Drive in Santa Rosa. And I'm commenting on item number 34C as in cat. And it is that I am adamantly opposed to making the homeless shelter across the road permanent, and particularly unless it has all of the safeguards that are in place now. And I'd like to know why all of a sudden they could be permanent, since I thought you had to have electrical lines and all that stuff in. But even more than that, is the board promised us that that was only temporary. So therefore, and you know, I don't know whose ox is being gored. Susan Gordon or ours, but ours certainly seems to be. So I'm adamantly opposed to it, particularly without all of the safeguards that were being put in initially, because if it continues, they should certainly be permanent. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
I'm calling in on item 34C. My name is Jim Cotton. I live in Oakmont. We're opposed to it because, first of all, you're not allowing time for Democratic comment. You're hoping to make Santa Rosa the homeless capital of the world. The more you attract people, the more money we'll have to spend, and we'll ruin the fire hopes, and there will be drugs galore because there's no control. It's an absolute double cross by the Susan Gorham, and we don't want to vote for her in the future. There's thousands of us who know we've been stabbed in the back.
Hi, my name is Veronica Berg. The agenda item is 34C, and my commentary is that a promise was made that this was a temporary site, and now it's being discussed as a permanent site. I feel that's a real mistake because it is so far from public services, and you're talking already about not having the same kind of supervision there. I think they need if you need a permanent place, it needs to be found where it's close to local services, busing, grocery stores, etc., and it certainly needs to be further away from the senior community of Oakmont, which would be more at risk with people who are abusing substances. I don't live in Oakmont, but I live relatively close, and I feel very strongly that it was a good temporary solution, but it needs to be that temporary and not permanent.
Hi,
thank you.
I'm Deborah Epstein, and I'm speaking on item 34C. Los Calicos homeless camp should not be made permanent for many important reasons. It was a very poor choice for the temporary camp in January, promised by all supervisors to be moved by April 30 before start of fire season. Although the pandemic has caused additional complications, making this camp permanent is not the solution. CAL FIRE has classified this location as a very high fire hazard severity zone. Housing 60 homeless people further adds to fire risk. Residents can wander freely through the surrounding tender dry forest, and many, if not most, smoke, a recipe for disaster. And when fire hits in the middle of the night, what is a safe evacuation plan for 60 residents with no vehicles? This location is 8 miles from essential services for the homeless. The county has operated shuttle buses at high cost and has agreed that this is not sustainable. Where does that leave the residents? How can rehabilitation occur without services? This site requires 24/7 security, also costly, and must be continued until the site is moved. It is located next to the Valley of the Moon, home for abused children. A homeless camp simply should not be there. Why does the county want to spend significant additional costs to make a bad choice permanent? This includes installing sprinklers, providing electrical infrastructure to replace the polluting generators, plus a shade structure for all 60 tiny homes to prevent them from becoming infernals in 90-degree heat. There are other locations where these residents in the camp could be moved, and that should occur now, before pouring additional money into the site. When you, our county supervisors, repeatedly promised something that we realize you never had any intent of keeping, you erode any trust in our government. Please do the right thing for the homeless, for the taxpayers, and for the environment. Move the homeless camp from Los Galicos rather than making it permanent.
My name is
Thank
Nancy
you.
LaBarge, and I'm contacting you about Agenda Item 34C being discussed on July 7th. Our community was told Los Galicos would be temporary, and you need to keep your word. Supervisors Zane and Gorin are quoted saying that the $52,000 a month for security, safety, and transportation is cost prohibitive. That was a promise in order to make the temporary shelter work. This is now outrageously despicable. Are you willing to keep the facility for 60 homeless guests and make it unsafe for 4,500 Oakmont residents and the many neighbors by taking away security you guaranteed and opening up opportunities for mayhem? The facility needs to move to a more accessible area for homeless encampments to get services and be monitored. Supervisors, are you willing to vote yes on this, knowing your vote will create a potential for another Joe Rodoto trail with all the health risks, drugs, and lawlessness? We are already a high-risk fire area, and your yes vote would make it more risky. A yes vote would negatively impact businesses and tourism. A yes vote poses a risk for sex offenders violating probation when being so close to the children's center. And obviously that a yes vote will set up vulnerable Oakmont neighbors for crime. So much of Oakmont is without fences, and we have no security other than the enforcement that law enforcement that tries to cover our area. Please make the right choice and do not choose to break promise to the community in order to keep less than 60 homeless people at this facility. Thank you for listening to my concerns.
Hello, this is Joy Belomo, and this is on agenda item number 34C. I live in the Oakmont area and was a supporter of the Los Galicos housing on a temporary basis, but not on a full-time basis. I thought it was necessary to quickly find a place to house these people, give them some services, get them up and on their feet, better on their feet to deal with things. The way this temporary situation was set up was accomplishing that. Once it goes to permanent, all of those services will end that were being offered to these people. There will be no security. There will be no transportation every hour on the hour into town and back out. It is unacceptable to put these people 8 to 9 miles away from the downtown area and the city center where the county supervisor administration offices are when so many of the services they need are there for them to get themselves back on their feet and into a better situation. It is absolutely appalling that you would even consider making this a permanent site. There are also two very serious concerns. One is the fact that we are entering into a fire season. Without the security there, these people can wander up into the open space, sit around, have a cigarette, drop a match, drop a cigarette butt that they think is out that isn't,
And then we can find ourselves in the same devastating fire situation we're in 2017. That is absolutely unacceptable to all Santa Rosans, but especially to Oakmonters who would be adversely affected by this. You need to rethink the strategy. The other situation is the security. There will be no security. There are no restaurants, no food places within a easy walk for these people. They will be coming across Highway 12 going into
Oakmont. Hello, my name is Carol Pence, and I'm a resident of Santa Rosa. I'm calling in regards to Agenda Item 34C about making Los Galegos a permanent site. How could you possibly think that housing 8 miles from the city services, places they work, and places they shop is even reasonable? I spent many nights serving dinner to the residents, and while one could tell that some residents have the capability and sensibilities to act appropriately, many were really strung out. I do not trust judgment of many of them. I fear for their safety as well as those living or working nearby. If the level of security and shuttle service is not provided ongoing at the same level as initially, the site could be a disaster for many, many involved. I implore you to consider the needs of all and find a location closer to city services to keep us all safe. Please reconsider. Sincerely again, Carol Pence. Thank you for listening, and I hope you make a reasonable consideration. Thank you.
This is Ron Makara, M-A-K-A-R-A, reference item 34C, Los Galegos. This is another example of bureaucratic bait and switch. Meeting held to approve temporary housing on a Tuesday. That same week, on Thursday, half the building's in place. Now something as vital as this on a 4th of July weekend to make this permanent. Sounds like out of sight, out of mind, and bureaucracy run amok. This sounds like East Coast politicians, politics, where dead people even vote. I'm tired of this, and I think those residents in Oakmont are also. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good afternoon. My name is Susan Sandholm. My husband Mel and I live in Oakmont. We live in the orchard, which is adjacent to Pissian Road. We are commenting about item 34C on the agenda, the homeless encampment, which was pretty much promised to be temporary, and now it looks like it's going to be made permanent. We vehemently oppose this move because of the proximity to where we live. We walk Pythian Road every day. We walk our dogs on Pythian Road. We really do not want this shelter that close to us. But more than that, we're concerned about the fact that we may not have the security that was promised us in the event that this shelter be made permanent. And we're concerned about these people. How are they going to get back and forth? Are they going to be walking on Highway 12? Are they going to come into Oakmont to shop at our market? How are they going to live out here? It just seems ludicrous. Plus, we're in a high-risk fire zone. We can't even get a secondary way out of Oakmont in case of a fire. How are they going to get out? So please take these matters into consideration. There must be other places that are closer to town that would thus benefit these people and would thus benefit we Oakmonters who deserve to live here with security and peace of mind. We've worked hard to be able to afford to live here. Thank you very much, and we'll be looking forward to the board's decision. Goodbye.
Carol Cotton, Agenda Item 34C. I'm sensitive to the needs of the homeless population, but I request cancellation of your Los Galegos decision to make the shelter permanent. The fire season is here.
The location of the services is not provided for transportation, shopping, jobs, bus service. With fires approaching, the smokers are not being kept within the shelter, it's not promised that they will be able to be supervised. It's impossible to exit thousands of people on Highway 12 at a time of fire. In a democracy, the needs of over 4,000 people should outweigh those of 40. And we appreciate the fact that you are making decisions that affect the lives of many people. In case there's a fire, it will be your responsibility. Please vote against extending the permanency of the shelter at Los Galicos. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Leslie Klein. I'm a resident at 382 Rock Green, Santa Rosa in Oakmont. I wish to comment on item 34C. The current plan to make the LG facility permanent is a no-win for everyone. Without transportation and supervision, this is a big mistake. It will not help the homeless, just put them in greater danger. Just one unwatched cigarette or campfire and they will be forced to flee on foot. And when they get to Highway 12, they will join thousands of people fleeing from Oakmont and the surrounding areas. This brings to mind the horrible vision of the Paradise fire disaster last year. There are many residents of this area who would be willing to work and continue working with the board to come up with some workable alternatives that might really address homelessness. Should not the pressure and displeasure of the voters be refocused to the state and to the federal governments and not be on your board? Please help us so we can get through this fire season safely. Thank you. I hope that you will vote this item down.
My name is Jerry Phillips. I'd like to comment on agenda item 34C. I live in Oakmont. I can't believe that you would consider letting the homeless residential at Los, I can't pronounce it, become permanent without giving the funds to have the same support and safety systems that you had for the temporary stay. It's inconceivable that you could put people out there in the middle of nowhere without transportation into town, to services, grocery stores, work, and no supervision at the residence. Sitting, that will cause people to cross Highway 12 by foot and hitchhike, and that is extremely dangerous to the residents, and it's dangerous to the people of Oakmont, that people from the residence would be crossing the street there. Please, please do not make it permanent unless you allocate the funds to keep proper supervision and transportation and services available to these people. Thank you.
I'm calling in regard to agenda number 34C. We are residents of Oakmont. We are against Los Galicos. As a permanent shelter for the homeless, we are concerned that the lack of services such as security shelters, mental health, and other programs will lead to safety issues for us and for Oakmont community. Efforts need to be made by the Board of Supervisors and the City to relocate LG to a location closer to Santa Rosa where services can be more readily provided for the homeless population and others.
This is Robert Rumold, and I'm calling for myself and my wife, Louise. We live in Oakmont. I am calling about item number 34C. I am very mad about the action proposed by item 34C. We were promised this would be a temporary relocation. It appears that this was an outright lie. Shameful for our government. No wonder people don't trust their government these days. These people in this facility needs someone to watch over them. Without control and supervision, they will go freely anywhere they want without any supervision, including into Oakmont, where they have absolutely no business. What is the difference between this former encampment before their former encampment on Highway 12, which was shut down as a public nuisance, and where they are now? There's none that I can see. They are a very long way from the resources they need. Las Colas is not the answer. With your timing, it appears that you're trying to sneak this action by us. Believe me, this will be remembered in future elections, and I hope many of you will be looking for new jobs. I know I certainly planned a campaign to get you all replaced, because this is an absolute disgrace, and it needs to be changed.
Hello, my name is Betty Collier. I'm an Oakmont resident. I'm calling in reference to action item 34C. I am calling to voice my opposition to a permanent homeless shelter at Los Galicos. Thank you.
My name is Rick Bonatani, President and CEO of St. Francis Winery and Vineyards, Agenda Item 34C, Los Galicos Homeless Shelter. Thank you to the Board of Supervisors for hearing our comments. We are sympathetic and empathetic regarding the homeless and support the efforts of the Board of Supervisors to develop long-term solutions to this complex issue. We've been encouraged by the positive effects on the lives of those residing at the Los Galicos facility. That said, the fundamental reasons for the safe operation of the Los Galicos facility to date are the comprehensive management of the facility by St. Vincent de Paul, the rules and guidelines enforced within the facility, and the presence of the on-site security service. The proposal of making Los Galicos a permanent facility while eliminating or reducing funding for the safety, structured management, and transportation services the county is contemplating will undoubtedly put at risk the positive results for the inhabitants and the neighbors. As a result, we urge the Board of Supervisors to refrain from approving the Los Galicos facility as a permanent facility. Proper and appropriate due diligence should be completed while considering other locations or options. Also, the Los Galicos site is in a high fire danger area. Another consideration is tourism in the Sonoma Valley region has been affected over the past 2 years as a result of factors that are not within anyone's control: wildfires, frequent power shutoffs, and most recently, the pandemic. As the community attempts to operate our businesses, approving a permanent shelter in a major tourism corridor is a threat to the vitality of the locally owned business community. St. Francis Winery is a family-owned business established in Sonoma Valley for over 40 years. We support many local charities. Our employees volunteer in the community to assist organizations that provide services to at-risk and the homeless population. While we, along with many locally owned businesses in the region, attempt to continue our operations during these unprecedented times, the Board of Supervisors should not invoke a decision.
My name is Georgia Rodriguez. I live in Oakmont. I'm calling about Agenda Item 34C. Do not like the idea of Los Galicos becoming permanent. That's too far away from places, and the city isn't going to be able to keep paying $50-some thousand a month for all the services they get, and we're going to have them running all over our area. Please do not make it permanent. It was not supposed to be, and we don't like being lied to. Thank you.